Talk Live. Take control toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you'll find on the site. We give them away to you. You can actually control the content of the front page by voting on it. Vote it up, vote it down if you like it or dislike it. Various different articles and news pieces, maybe even YouTube videos. Maybe even your own personal essay. You can post a text piece up there, too, if you want. You can go to freetalklive.com and do that, and your information there could be used on the air. So thanks again for participating at freetalklive.com. Tonight with you in studio, Ian here.
Daryl.
And Mark.
And we're going to get right back to your phone calls and then continue talking about Edward Snowden. Some say he's a hero. Others say he's a traitor. And you're welcome to share your thoughts. Dallas is on the line, calling from Texas, listening via the TuneIn app. Hey, Dallas.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, kind of caught me off guard. I'm driving down the interstate. But I just have one question for all the people listening that, you know, give the excuse that, oh, I've got a family, I've got this, I've got that. I have to wonder, back in the day when people were fighting amongst themselves, be it the Revolution or the Civil War, I mean, those, do they not believe that those people also had families and that what they believed they were fighting for was more valuable because they saw the future, well, I don't want to say like a crystal ball, but they saw what was coming down the pipe and knew that their children would succumb to what we're currently succumbing to. And you'll get just about as much tyranny as you're willing to accept. And this guy has got a, as far as I'm concerned, from first impression reading this story, he's got a pretty big set. And my gut tells me that there's a whole lot more to this story than we're finding out right off the get-go. And I'm not sure what it is.
There's always more to the story.
Well, I mean in the sense that there's something not being told here. I mean, not whether it's to draw attention away from something else, or, and I mean, it's pure speculation on my part, or, you know, I didn't read the part today where Ian had mentioned that the young man has epilepsy, but that can you know, be fatal. And if he has the mindset that he's accepted wherever he's going to go when the lights go out, then he's got nothing to lose, whether it be
absolutely
his family,
true,
his friends, or anything else.
Thanks, Dallas, for your call tonight, man. I appreciate thoughts. 855-450-FREE. Yeah, and it ties back into something we were saying, or I was saying in the last hour. As soon as you've accepted the worst-case scenario, they don't have much control over you anymore. There's really nothing they can do to harm you if you don't care about what they do to you. And whatever your reasoning for that, maybe it's just because you've just seen the state go too far and you're just sick of it and you're willing to put it all on the line, or you know, have got some sort of imminent illness that's going to take you out in the next 2 months. As soon as you get to that point, there's nothing they can do to stop you, and you become a real threat to their status quo and the system that we know today.
Yes.
So there's a story here with The Guardian. We shared a significant portion of it with you in the last hour. There's more telling his story from Glenn Greenwald, this gentleman who is relatively young. I think, was he 29?
29.
He's 29. He's working with a $200,000 job, working with the NSA. And, well, you know, what led him to the point of being able to give up $200,000 a year and his family and his girlfriend? What led him to this point? The house in Hawaii, or wherever it was he was living in Hawaii, must probably a pretty nice place. He said that according to the story here, he had made the preparations last week and copied the documents he intended to disclose. He's been in a hotel room in Hong Kong ever since. He's been hiding, hoping that they're not looking at his passwords, trying to stay in the hotel room to not leave. He's worried that they're going to hire everybody from, the Chinese mafia, the triads, to send the CIA after him. And he's probably rightfully worried because, well, there's that possibility.
Oh, my goodness, the CIA would never hire the triads to come after him. Right?
Please,
I mean,
tell me that you are being sarcastic when you say that.
Does anybody believe that there's a dirty trick beneath the CIA? I mean, I don't know if hiring organized crime is the dirtiest of tricks that I can think of, but I, at this point, I know that the CIA is involved in this drone warfare to some extent, and they're doing double taps. A double tap is they drop a bomb and on somebody terroristy folks that they claim are terrorists without a trial or anything like that. And then, now this is the claim, it's really difficult to get hard news on this stuff, but this is the claim from, you know, their people, leaks and stuff, that they then drop a bomb after people have congregated to help the injured. Really? How low can they go? I don't know. I don't think that this is even the lowest.
Did you see the news that came out that NBC reported about the CIA that said that the CIA a lot of times doesn't even know who it is that they're killing?
Oh, yeah. I believe that 100%.
That they list 1/4 of all of the people that are killed by drones dropped by the CIA or drone bombs dropped by the CIA in Pakistan in a little over a one-year period from 2010 to 2011 were listed as other militants because they could not identify and they had no proof to say that they weren't a militant from somewhere.
Well, they must be a militant. They dropped a drone bomb on them.
As I understand, they generally only claim that the males are militants.
Generally, any male over the age of 12.
Yeah. And this is, I mean, just think about it for a second. Do you know a male over 12? Imagine if some foreign government said he was a militant simply because they killed him.
So what happened with this guy? Snowden didn't always believe the government in the U.S. posed a threat to his political values. He was brought up originally in Elizabeth City, North Carolina. His family later moved to Maryland near the NSA headquarters in Fort Meade. And by his own admission, he wasn't a stellar student. In order to get the necessary credits to obtain his high school diploma, he attended a community college in Maryland studying computing but never completing his coursework. In 2003, he enlisted in the Army and began a training program to join the Special Forces, invoking the same principles that he now cites to justify his leaks. He said, "I wanted to fight in the Iraq War because I felt like I had an obligation as a human being to help free people from oppression. And if you believe what the government tells you about the Iraq War, that's what they were supposedly doing. But, of course, we all know that's nonsense,"
right,
as he likely learned the hard way. He recounted how his beliefs about the war's purpose were quickly dispelled, saying, "Most of the people training us seemed pumped up about killing Arabs, not helping anyone," he said. After he broke both his legs in a training accident, he was discharged. After that, he got his first job at an NSA facility, working as a security guard for one of the agency's covert facilities at the University of Maryland. From there, he went to the CIA, where he worked on IT security. His understanding of the internet and talent for computer programming enabled him to rise fairly quickly for someone who lacked even a high school diploma. Hey, kids, that high school diploma thing, a little overrated. I'm not saying drop out of school, but
Bill Gates didn't
go to college.
I didn't finish college.
Yeah, or I guess he didn't finish college. Anyway, so here's another success story of someone learning who didn't finish high school.
Learning isn't necessarily done in the institutions that provide learning.
As Mark Twain said, I never let my schooling get in the way of my education.
Right. Sometimes you can certainly educate yourself in these institutions, but just consider that they're spoon-feeding you stuff that may or may not be useful.
His understanding allowed him to move up quickly. By 2007, the CIA stationed him with a diplomatic cover in Geneva, Switzerland. His responsibility for maintaining computer network security meant he had clearance to access a wide array of classified documents. That access, along with almost 3 years he spent around CIA officers, led him to begin seriously questioning the rightness of what he saw. He described as formative an incident in which he claimed CIA operatives were attempting to recruit a Swiss banker to obtain secret banking information. Snowden said they achieved this by purposely getting the banker drunk, then encouraging him to drive home in his car. When the banker was arrested for drunk driving, the undercover agent seeking to befriend him offered to help, and a bond was formed that led to a successful recruitment.
Disgusting.
So that was his first kind of eye-opening experience. We'll tell more of his story here in a moment, what led him to make this revelation, to reveal this information about the NSA that now has people in Washington, D.C. and others in the media calling for his head, calling him a traitor and such. What do you think? 855-450-FREE. And also, what would you be willing to put on the line? This guy put it all on the line. What are you willing to put on the line for liberty? It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralax stops the pounding. Migralax was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Malskopf. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralax, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Malskopf's Migralax gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralax works unbelievably fast, and it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralax. Call 800-543-4186. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralax Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-543-4186. Or go to MigralaxRelief.com. MigralaxRelief.com. Or call 800-543-4186.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door's weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armored Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there. We've got listening options, including live streams, broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. You can listen to them anytime. 24/7, the latest episode of Free Talk Live is always airing at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you can get a list of our over 115 radio stations available coast to coast. Just added on a couple of brand new ones, KOMY in Santa Cruz, California, and others. So go and learn more at listen.freetalklive.com. We've also got satellite options, including XM, where we're heard on two different channels. We also have the free-to-air channel brought to you by Bitcoin. The free-to-air channel is available across North America as well as Central America, and it's free every single month. There's no monthly charge for the free-to-air. You just have to buy the equipment once, and that's it. So plus, there's our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Go to listen.freetalklive.com and get tuned in.
We've talked about Bitcoin this evening, and just as we said earlier, Bitcoin's a way to empower the individual in a world where too few organizations have too much power. Bitcoin gives the individual power over their own banking. They were talking about how governments control people through money and power, and Bitcoin takes away the power that banks and governments have over your bank account. With Bitcoins, you can bank yourself from your computer or cell phone or whatever. They give you complete control over this currency, a currency that allows you to send and receive money all over the world without having to pay any fees. It's a fascinating new technology, and I think it's as important as the internet. If you've got some Bitcoins, check out BitcoinStore.com. They have more than 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment, many of them under, at a 0% markup from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor. Everything from Ingram Micro actually is at a 0% markup. There are things on the BitcoinStore.com that are not from Ingram Micro. And these things that are at 0% markup, they're consumer electronics items like tablets and laptops, desktops, flat screen TVs. I guess they're all computers these days.
Yeah, convergence.
What's that mean?
It means
all the same stuff.
It means that as time goes on, we're seeing this convergence happen where differing devices are becoming one. So, for instance, your smartphone is a good example of a convergence sort of device where you are not, you can make phone calls, sure, but you can also do all kinds of things. You can go online, write things, send text messages, watch videos. Same thing with televisions today. They're actually building in, as I understand it, web browsing into a television set. So you can hook up the internet to your TV set and just all kinds of stuff like that. That's the idea of convergence, these different technologies sort of merging.
BitcoinStore.com.
Great stuff there. I recommend it. I've used it. I was very happy with it. So The Guardian over in the UK has a story we're sharing with you about Edward Snowden and how this hero, in my opinion, although some claim he's a traitor, because anything you do to threaten the state is bad, according to some folks, and we'll get to an editorial about that Daryl's going to share with us here in a little bit. But what's his story? Why did this guy decide now was the time to come out with this NSA information, leaking NSA information that essentially, proves what a lot of people have suggested was the case for a long time, and that is the government has got their tendrils into all kinds of different communications methods, and they can spy on you very easily with the assistance of many big corporations. So he was stationed in Geneva by the CIA early on in his career. In 2007, he realized that the organization he was working for was willing to use subterfuge and deception in order to gain someone's trust. They were trying to get a banker on their side to give them information. They got him drunk. He got arrested for drunk driving. Then they offered to help him, and that created the bond they needed to get the information from the guy. So that was kind of his first heads up that something was screwy, and the job that he was working wasn't what he thought it was. He said, "Much of what I saw in Geneva really disillusioned me about how my government functions and what its impact is in the world." He says, "I realized that I was part of something that was doing far more harm than good." Now, that's got to be a tough realization to come to. I mean, you've joined the military at one point. You've joined up with the CIA after that. I mean, you got disillusioned by the military pretty quickly when he was there, and he was hearing guys talk about how they want to kill Arabs, not actually help people. He thought he was joining an organization that was going to help people.
Well, that's what they tell you, right? That's right. The lie is you get to go help people.
So then he figured, well, I want to go work for the CIA, and turns out they're just a bunch of scumbags too. And that's just got to be a tough thing to come to grips with. Like, you're working for a criminal organization. These people will stoop to no depths. I mean, there's no depths to which they won't stoop, to acquire the information they're looking for, to capture the people that they're looking for, to do whatever their bidding is. That's got to be difficult. And it's that cognitive dissonance, I imagine, that kicks in pretty hard and makes it difficult to really process that, yes, you are doing harm.
Yes.
You are not helping the world. And what are you going to do about it? Especially when you're working for the CIA, and I imagine they don't like defectors very much over there. He said that he thought during his stint in Geneva with the CIA for the first time about exposing government secrets, but at that time he chose not to for two reasons. First, he said that most of the secrets the CIA has are about people, not machines and systems, so I didn't feel comfortable with disclosures that I thought could endanger anyone. Secondly, he said the election of Barack Obama in 2008 gave him hope that there would be real reforms, rendering disclosures unnecessary. Now, remember, he's only 29 years old. He, you know, in the year of 2008 would have been 24 or something like that.
Still a kid.
Still a young man. I mean, basically, what, two elections maybe under his belt. It's not unreasonable for someone in that position to still have hope for the political system, to still think that that next political candidate is going to be the one who can change things.
Well, I can understand, even if, you know, Obama ran on a platform of transparency.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I can see why somebody would hold out hope for that. Even, I mean, Obama did seem in 2008 like somebody who would actually do something right.
And George Bush in the year 2000 said he didn't support nation building.
Right.
So they always say things that sound okay when they're running for election. And people that have been through enough elections will learn this. It's just that he'd probably only been through a couple, so he probably hadn't really come to that conclusion.
It's basically opposite land.
Yeah.
Remember when you were a kid and you would play
opposite day? Yep.
It's like that every day for politicians.
Except dealing with people's lives and freedom. He left the CIA in 2009 in order to take his first job working for a private contractor that assigned him to a functioning NSA facility stationed on a military base in Japan. It was then, he said, that he watched as Obama advanced the very policies that I thought would be reined in. And as a result, I got hardened. The primary lesson from his experience was that he says, you can't wait around for someone else to act. I have been looking for leaders, but I realized that leadership is about being the first to act. And I love this guy's quotes, because you can really tell that he gets the idea of taking responsibility for your part that you play in this world of allowing these things to go on.
Also, if people want to call him a traitor, they're going to want to say that he, you know, wants to go to China or whatever and defect and that kind of thing. I listened in this interview, and I thought something that was very moving to me is that when he was talking about the United States government, he said we. On multiple occasions, he identifies as, you know, somebody within the United States government. And he expected that organization to be right and just.
There's more coming up. 855 453 Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video-cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video-cam.
We the people grow cotton.
cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's brought to you again by SACL CAI, a great organization who actually backs up a lot of Liberty folks, a lot of Liberty-oriented radio shows, Free Talk Live, the School Sucks Project, which is a great podcast. And Mark, you can tell us more about that.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the guy from SACL CAI, Jason Osborne, is on a School Sucks Project.
That's right. And you can meet him at the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year.
That's right. He has some administrative roles in sort of setting it up.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly not as much as he did last year, but helping to set it up. And School Sucks Project is a podcast, and it's a call-in show and a YouTube channel and web community, and they promote real education and attempt to deconstruct state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, peaceful parenting, self-education, critical thinking, personal growth, better communication strategies. Go to schoolsucksproject.com. Make a user account. Follow the show on Twitter and School Sucks at School Sucks Show, and subscribe on YouTube to the School Sucks podcast channel. It's schoolsucksproject.com.
So we're talking about Edward Snowden, who is the NSA whistleblower. He's released all manner of information that previously was secretive, and now it is out in the open. About various different corporations working hand-in-hand with the federal government to observe what you're doing and building this kind of behind-the-scenes structure to intercept all manner of communications, as I understand it. So we're telling his story and how he came around to realize that the government for which he was working, the U.S. federal government, was not doing what he had thought it was. It wasn't doing what they taught him, for instance, maybe was while he was going to government school, which, of course, to be expected. The government runs the school system. They're not going to tell you the truth about who they really are and what they're really up to, the lives, the innocent lives that they are willing to destroy in order to further whatever their agenda might be. And typically their agenda is to further their power and their control over other human beings around the world, including in your backyard and in your town. So he started to learn these things the hard way by working for the military and then the CIA later on, ending up working for the NSA. And he was questioning all along, you know, at different points whether or not he was going to speak out. And he determined that after Obama was elected and things didn't change after he'd hoped that they would, that he wanted to do something. So he says that you can't wait around for someone else to act. I've been looking for leaders, but I realize that leadership is about being the first to act. It's so true. Somebody's got to do this stuff. Somebody's got to step up. Somebody has to speak out. And it has to be more than just Edward Snowden. And I'm not just talking about people who are in his position. I'm not just talking about people who work for the state. I'm talking about you. And I'm talking about me and everybody else who purports to care about liberty. And I don't even know what Edward Snowden's politics are. We heard that he voted for a third party in 2008. Yes. So we don't, you know, we know that much about him. He's probably an independent thinker.
Yeah, and I attempted to post a link to a Q&A with Edward Snowden.
No, it's up.
It's for up now. Some reason, Facebook would not allow me to post it, but Mark could post it.
Maybe the NSA's on to you, Daryl.
And
they're trusting the convicted killer.
I'm already on several FBI watch list, I know for a fact. But reading over this Q&A, there's a lot of really good insight into the mind of Edward Snowden.
If Daryl is not on the FBI's list, then they're doing a really poor job at investigating the Keene Activist Center.
I just wonder what...
I'm on that list, the list of antiwar.com donors, and who knows how many other lists.
Mm-hmm. So let me continue here with more of the story, because I totally agree. People need to step up. They need to take leadership. It doesn't mean you have to put everything on the line, but gosh, you know, you could talk to people about liberty. You could make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. That's a relatively low-risk thing. I mean, you talk about the people.
It's high cost.
Well, if you lose your life and your family, that's a pretty high cost as well. If you lose your freedom, what's that worth to you?
Yeah. But before you get back to the article, there's one question from this Q&A that I want to read real quick. I'm not sure.
Is this an interview with Glenn Greenwald?
The article itself is written by Ewan McCaskill.
Okay.
I'm not entirely sure. It was Glenn Greenwald and Ewan McCaskill that did the interview. They asked the question, what do you think is going to happen to you? He gave a two-word response. Nothing good.
Nothing good.
The primary list, so over the next 3 years, he said he learned, so this is ticking from 2009 to 2012, he learned just how all-consuming the NSA surveillance activities were, claiming, quote, they are intent on making every conversation and every form of behavior in the world known to them, unquote. He described how he once viewed the Internet as the most important invention of all human history. As an adolescent, he spent days at a time speaking to people with all sorts of views that I never would have encountered on my own. But he believed that the value of the Internet, along with basic privacy, is being rapidly destroyed by ubiquitous surveillance. He says, I don't see myself as a hero because what I'm doing is self-interested. I don't want to live in a world where there's no privacy and therefore no room for intellectual exploration and creativity.
The guy who values privacy working for the NSA... It's a crazy world, isn't it?
Once he reached the conclusion that the NSA surveillance net would soon be irrevocable, he says it was just a matter of time before he chose to act. He said what they're doing poses an existential threat to democracy. As strong as those beliefs are, there still remains the question, why did he do it? Giving up his freedom and a privileged lifestyle? He says there are more important things than money. If I were motivated by money, I could have sold these documents to any number of countries and gotten very rich.
Yeah.
For him, it is a matter of principle. He says the government has granted itself power it is not entitled to. There's no public oversight. The result is people like myself have the latitude to go further than they are allowed to, he said. His allegiance to internet freedom is reflected in the stickers on his laptop. One says, I support online rights, Electronic Frontier Foundation. Another hails the online organization offering anonymity, the Tor Project. Asked by reporters to establish his authenticity to ensure he's not some fantasist, he laid bare without hesitation his personal details, from his social security number to his CIA identification, his expired diplomatic passport. There is no shiftiness. Ask him about anything in his personal life, and he will answer. He's quiet, smart, easygoing, and self-effacing. A master on computers, he seemed happiest when talking about the technical side of surveillance, at a level of detail comprehensible probably only to fellow communication specialists. But he showed intense passion when talking about the value of privacy and how he felt it was being steadily eroded by the behavior of the intelligence services. His manner was calm and relaxed, but he'd been understandably twitchy since he went into hiding, waiting for the knock on the hotel door. A fire alarm goes off. That has not happened before, he said, betraying anxiety, wondering if it was real, a test, or the CIA ploy to get him out onto the street. Strewn about on the side of his bed are his suitcase, a plate with the remains of room service breakfast, a copy of Angler, the biography of former Vice President Dick Cheney. Ever since last week's news stories began to appear in the
Angler,
Guardian.
You'd think it'd be some reference to shotguns.
Right. Snowden has vigilantly watched television and read the internet to see the effects of his choices. He seemed satisfied with the debate that he longed to provoke and was finally taking place. He lay propped up against pillows, watching CNN's Wolf Blitzer ask a discussion panel about government intrusion if they had any idea who the leaker was. From 8,000 miles away, the leaker looked on impassively, not even indulging in a wry smile. He said he admires both Ellsberg and Bradley Manning, but argues there's one important distinction between himself and the Army private whose trial coincidentally began the week that Snowden's leaks began to make news. He said, I carefully evaluated every single document I disclosed to ensure that each was legitimately in the public interest, he said. There are all sorts of documents that would have made a big impact that I didn't turn over because harming people isn't my goal. Transparency is. Purposely.
That's the same thing that Bradley Manning said. So how is he saying that what he did is different?
I don't know. I guess he didn't think Bradley Manning did that. Not real clear.
And I think that, you know, I think this guy has done it in sort of a, you know, a better way than Manning went about it. And I'm not saying that I think Manning deserves prison time or anything like that. I just think that, you know, thank goodness somebody had the bravery to do it that way. Somebody else can learn from their mistakes. Hopefully somebody can learn from this guy's mistakes and on and on.
As for his future, he's vague. He hopes the publicity the leaks have generated will offer him some protection, making it harder for them to get dirty. His views of the best hope as the possibility of asylum with Iceland, with its reputation of a champion of internet freedom at the top of his list, he knows that may prove a wish unfulfilled, but after the intense political controversy he's already created with the first week's haul of stories, he says, I feel satisfied that this was all worth it. I have no regrets. More coming up. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Online Bitcoin poker at sealswithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at sealswithclubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at sealswithclubs.eu. No silver hearts in the making of this advertisement.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds. It's reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here toll-free. Your thoughts on Edward Snowden. Certainly would love to hear them, especially if you're somebody that thinks he's a traitor and he deserves to be punished. I think he's a hero for taking this risk, being willing to come out and own up to being the whistleblower in the case of the NSA. Reuters reporting that the information included secret court order directing Verizon to turn over all of its calling records for a three-month period, as well as details about an NSA program codenamed PRISM, which collected emails, chat logs, and other types of data from internet companies like Google, Facebook, Microsoft, Yahoo, AOL, and Apple. So these are pretty big news stories here, and this one man, Edward Snowden, is essentially the source of the leaked information. He's now hiding in Hong Kong. Apparently, according to a story at the top of the Drudge Report, has checked out of the hotel that he's been hiding out in for the last approximately 3 weeks. And now nobody's really sure where he is. So hopefully that's good news and not bad news.
Well, checking out generally means you've done that, you know, on your own.
Generally it does, but you can also walk out of a hotel as anybody and say, I'm so-and-so. You know, you don't have to say who you are. You just say, I'm checking out of room such-and-such.
I guess you're right.
Yep.
In a lot of cases, that's true.
They don't know who you are. That hotel's full
generally,
of people.
Generally, they want the key cards back.
Sometimes, not really.
Yeah, they don't really care about those things. They keep it. It's advertising.
Yeah, they don't usually even ask for it, typically. So there's a lot to be said here. In fact, some people are saying that this guy is a bad man for doing what he did, and Daryl has a piece from the, was it the New Yorker?
The New Yorker.
About why he's such a bad guy.
Jeffrey Toobin.
Okay.
Someone that I am not familiar with. But then again, I don't normally read The New Yorker.
Well, the pro-Obama trolls are out in force on this one because they see that their guy has been hit hard. Democrats aren't getting elected in 20... And in my opinion, I do not believe that a Democrat's going to get elected in 2016. And
you mean the president?
As president. I mean, this matters to these people. They will say any lie that they possibly can say. Any person's... You know, the amount of wealth or lives that go on the line in order to get their people into office is all that matters to these people. Now, I'm just making...
Same thing's true about the Republicans.
Of course it is! Absolutely. If I didn't make it sound like that's what I believed, okay. I'm talking about these people, the political operatives.
Yeah.
And they're posting on Free Talk Live's wall right now.
Are they?
Yeah, absolutely. Suggesting that libertarians only care about lack of privacy when it comes to the government, not when it comes from organizations like News Corp and Fox News. I don't know what
that's
Fox
supposed
News...
to mean.
News Corp did that, listening in on people's phone lines and stuff.
Over in the UK? Story.
You know, but News Corp hasn't assassinated anybody.
Yeah. They don't steal
we
money.
Know of. Well, okay, fine. They couldn't possibly have assassinated as many people as one drone operator working for the United States government.
But ultimately, even if News Corp did assassinate somebody, none of us are forced to pay for their advertising. You know, we're not buying advertising with News Corp. We're not buying their products. No, none of us are forced to buy the media's products.
And I don't think any of us would be supportive of what News Corp did if News Corp assassinated me.
We talked about the news story when it was relevant. This is today, this is the most important whistleblower news that has ever occurred in my lifetime. Want me to talk about News Corp? What kind of sick partisan are you?
Ellsberg said from the Pentagon Papers in his opinion piece at The Guardian. He says this is the most important leak that has ever occurred in American history. I mean, he, you know, put it above his very own Pentagon Papers. He put it above Bradley Manning. He says this is thus far the most critical. So, The New Yorker.
Yes. The article begins, Edward Snowden, a 29-year-old former CIA employee and current government contractor, has leaked news of national security agency programs that collect vast amounts of information about the telephone calls made by millions of Americans, as well as emails and other files of foreign targets and their American connections. For this, some, including my colleague John Cassidy, are hailing him as a hero and a whistleblower. He is neither. He is rather a grandiose narcissist who deserves to be in prison.
So this is like a point-counterpoint thing. So he said my colleague, so I guess somebody at the newspaper or the magazine, is the New Yorker, that's a magazine, right?
A magazine.
Somebody at the magazine is taking the pro side and he's taking the anti.
Yeah. It continues, Snowden provided information to the Washington Post and The Guardian, which also posted a video interview with him. In it, he described himself as appalled by the government he served. And they quote Snowden saying, the NSA has built an infrastructure that allows it to intercept almost everything. With this capability, the vast majority of human communications are automatically ingested without targeting. If I wanted to see your emails or your wife's phone, all I have to do is use intercepts. I can get your emails, your passwords, your phone records, credit cards.
Wow.
I don't want to live in a society that does these sorts of things. I do not want to live in a world where everything I do and say is recorded. That is not something I am willing to support or live under. The article continues. It says, one wonders, what did Snowden think the NSA did? Any marginally attentive citizen, much less NSA employee or contractor, knows that the entire mission of the agency is to intercept electronic communications.
Right, and I think that this is the one, the best critique of this guy is that, hey, it's not like we didn't know what the NSA was doing anyway, but now he's released the information so that people know for sure. Because up to this point, you've just been a conspiracy theorist when you say the NSA is listening to everything that goes online. Now, obviously, they're not actually listening. They're recording and filing and archiving it.
Says perhaps he thought the NSA operated only outside the United States. In that case, he had not been paying very close attention. In any event, Snowden decided that he does not want to live in a society that intercepts private communications. His latter-day conversation,
all the private communications,
is dubious.
All of them.
Unless you're using PGP, I doubt they're able to decrypt that easily.
I don't think they are. No,
they are not. And what of his decision to leak the documents? Doing so was, as he more or less acknowledged, a crime. Any government employee or contractor is warned repeatedly that the unauthorized disclosure of classified information is a crime. But Snowden apparently was answering to a higher calling. And they quote Snowden, when you see everything, you realize that some of these things are abusive. the awareness of wrongdoing builds up. There was not one morning when I woke up, it was a natural process. Mm-hmm. These were legally authorized programs in the case of Verizon's business phone records. Snowden certainly knew this because he leaked the very court order that approved the continuation of the project.
Well, it's legal. So his argument is it's a legal process, so therefore he shouldn't be able to snitch about it.
Right.
Yes.
The people that have committed the crimes that Snowden has revealed have said that it is okay that they commit the crimes.
Right, after the fact in a lot of cases.
Yeah. And wasn't it Al Gore that said if the president does it, it's not illegal?
I don't know who it is, but that's effectively the truth. Yeah. And it's not just the president. It's all these people.
Yeah. The article continues, so he, being Snowden, wasn't blowing the whistle on anything illegal. He was exposing something that failed to meet his own standards of propriety. The question, of course, is whether the government can function when all of its employees and contractors can take it upon themselves to sabotage the programs they don't like.
My God, you can have a conscience.
Is what Snowden has done.
People, well, essentially what he's saying is, my God, this government would not be able to function if people like Snowden were to actually act on their conscience.
It gets worse. The article gets worse.
I believe it.
Believe it or not.
Well, also, they should point out that the government is making, I think it's 10 times the number. I shouldn't keep repeating this without knowing for certain, but it's an exponentially larger number of things are being kept secret now than they were a decade ago. The secrets are exploding as far as the government goes. And what that says to me is that at least some of the stuff that normally would have been released to the press is just not getting released any longer.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that there is a law that this broke. It's the highest law in the land. The Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights of the Constitution of the United States says the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects. Papers says to me,
the internet isn't made out of paper, Mark.
Right, right. But when they wrote this in 1790, whatever, they wrote this, they didn't have the internet, so papers would effectively have been...
You didn't read the whole thing. It also says...
Unreasonable searches
that's
and
totally
seizures
reasonable.
And shall not be violated. Hold on just a second. And no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause. So
there's
you
a secret
need a warrant.
Court. There's a secret court that's issuing these warrants.
And wait. There is not a secret court issuing for every American's information.
Well, the secret court has never turned down a warrant request ever.
Well, right. So you could just assume that you would get your warrant, but they don't have a warrant for everybody's emails.
Well, they get to write their own warrants thanks to the Patriot Act.
Well, if they get these technology companies to cooperate with them and give them access to their information, then they don't need a search warrant because then they've got the cooperation, the voluntary cooperation. They get their legal methods, 855, 450 free, and they'll do whatever they want. Hour 3 is next.
How would you like to have a spectacular summer vacation right here in Washington, D.C., sharing ideas about freedom, individual rights, the current state of our government, and much more with fascinating people and speakers from across the country? If so, check out the Cato Institute's annual Cato University program being held at Cato's state-of-the-art new building in the heart of downtown D.C., July 28th to August 3rd. Information and registration is at catouniversity.org. That's catouniversity.org.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.